Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your goodness in our lives, that you called us out of darkness to know you, to and know is to be aware of, able to speak about an experience. So we thank you for a new day where you enlighten and motivate us again, Lord, just to keep our focus on you and run the race that is set out for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Good morning, beloveds. Trust you guys will have a wonderful week. And we're starting here with Psalm 102, and it's verses 1 to 12.
Psalm 112 is a prayer of one afflicted when he's faint and pours out his complaint before the Lord. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my distress. Incline your ear to me and answer me speedily in the day when I call. For my days pass away like smoke, and my bones burn like a furnace. My heart is trapped down like grass and has with it, I forget to eat my bread. Because of my loud groaning, my bones cling to my flesh. I'm like a desert owl of the wilderness, like an owl of the waste places. I lie awake, I'm like a lonely sparrow on the housetop. All the day my enemies taunt me. Those who deride me use my name for a curse. For I eat ashes like bread and mingle tears with my drink. Because of your indignation and anger, for you have taken me up and thrown me down. My days are like an evening shadow. I wither away like grass. But you, O Lord, are enthroned forever. You are remembered throughout all generations.
Hallelujah. In the TPT, verse 12 said, but then, you know, we've got to look elsewhere. We've got to look past our infirmities, past our affliction, past our hurts, that then I remember that you, O Lord, sit enthroned as King over all. The fame of your name will be revealed to every generation. So I love this in Psalms, you know, that he's calling to the Lord. And in calling to the Lord and looking to the Lord, he looks at the situation and he sees he's in a dire place, not a good place. But the answer is calling, and we need to be calling, guys. When we understand the greatness of this love that God has got for us, the greatness of this plan that he's got for us, and understand also it plays out every day, because his mercies are new every day. The day and the days ordained were written. So it's every day we need to remember this, call on the Lord. And why do I say that? Because of the bigness of this love and this plan and this goodness God has got for our lives. We were all seduced by the evil one. And so sickness has taken hold of us in so many ways, not just in the natural, spirit, soul, and body. But as we look to the Lord, that's where the true refreshing comes. That's where the true healing comes. And we move from carnal to natural to supernatural. And we need to understand that, you know, the holiness, the righteousness, the plan of God, our character being transformed into the image and likeness of God is a daily process. And so we need to understand that, and we need to take hold of that every day, not just when sometimes we in a very carnal, horrible position, and then we call on the Lord and the Lord comes through, and then we forget about him again until the next time I'm flat cat on my face before him. But if I can be flat cat, the old things have passed away before the Lord every day, I'm not going to miss out on the strengthening of the leading and the holiness and the beauty of this wonderful family that we've been brought into. So guys, let's make this a lifestyle of looking to the Lord. Why? Because we want to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And this is not selfish. This is about our family. This is about our neighborhood. This is about God's kingdom coming on the earth as it is in heaven. So arise and shine, guys. The goodness is there. And we need to be willing to be embraced in this family and partake of the newness of the Lord every day. And then even in the day, every minute. Amen. You don't live by sight. You live by faith. Amen. Whatever comes your way, call on that Lord, Skitgebeki, and take hold of his light and his goodness. And just focus on that. And that is what will dawn. That is what will come through. Because God wants, it's his good pleasure to give his children his kingdom. Amen. So be blessed as you arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.